friends.
And welcome back. On today's episode, I'm going to be talking about the spiritual path as it relates to religion. And I saw something the other day when I was online, and someone had put up a message that said something to the effect, or put up a post, I'm sorry, that said something to the effect that if you don't read your Bible, you're not a Christian. And that kind of bothered me. And so I wanted to come and talk a little bit about that. I'm not sure where you are on the spiritual path or what your particular practice is or what your discipline is, but I wanted to kind of give you a broader take on what it means to be spiritual versus religious. I think that the religious people are out there really wreaking havoc and turning people away from the spiritual path. And that's really, really unfortunate, because a spirit is what you are. And so many people are turning away from that aspect of themselves, and they're missing an incredible opportunity for self-knowledge, and also they're missing an opportunity to understand how life works. And that can be found on the spiritual path, because you are a spirit. So the knowledge and the wisdom that is available to us by being spiritual, by tapping into higher consciousness, is, it's just a pearl of great price. You really can't put a value on it. It is who you are. And so let me talk a little bit about what it means to be a spiritual person as opposed to what it means to be religious. So there are multiple disciplines in the world. There's people that practice Hindu faith, or there are Buddhists, there are Christians, there are people that claim Islam as their faith, or that are of the Islamic faith. There's the Jewish faith, and there's the Baha'i faith. There's just all kinds of disciplines out there that people can choose to lead them back to God. And so I'm here to tell you, at the risk of being attacked by all the religious people in the world that say that you must do it my way, at the risk of drawing the ire of those people, I'm gonna go on record and say the path that you choose to God is not really that important. What's most important is that you get on the spiritual path. And as you do that, what is for you will be revealed to you. And it could be different from what is revealed or chosen for someone else. So I am a Christian. I love God. I love Jesus. Christianity is the way that I kind of practice out my spirituality. But that doesn't make me any better than someone that would choose another route. And I think that is where religion kind of gets a little off kilter here, in that religious people try to force everybody to do what they do. And that really is a violation of the spiritual path. The spiritual path is about expansion. It's about oneness. It's about understanding that God has created this creation, and we are all a part of this creation. We all belong to God. We are all extensions or fragments of the living God. And so religious people, they like to exclude. And it can almost take on the complexion of being cult-like, right? And that once you belong to this particular faith, then you must do what we all do. And if you don't, then you are essentially not worthy of the love of God, which, when you just stop and think about how ridiculous that is, that God would create all of us and then he would say, well, I'm not going to love the ones that aren't doing these kind of rituals over here that they're doing, and just exclude a large percentage of the people that he created. I mean, it just really does defy logic. So if you are a religious person, let me kind of speak to you a little bit here and just say, if you would just relax the things that you've been told if you would just relax the requirements that you've probably known your entire life that told you this is what you must do to be a part of this, if you would just relax that for a little bit of time, and if you would say, my primary focus here is just to connect with God, and if Jesus is the conduit for you to access God, then just spend your time focusing on Jesus, who he was as a man, what he came to teach us, which was largely about love. If you spend time just focusing on that to the exclusion of all the other rituals and performances and the judgment of other people that don't do it exactly the way that you do it, if you just open up your heart and mind, just say, Jesus, I want to know you, or God, I want to know you, and I want to know what all of this is about. If you're quiet enough, because this happened to me, he's going to show you something completely different if you're willing to see it. And like I said, it does take the suspension of what you've known your entire life, and that is sometimes not the easiest thing to do. So if you are religious, just sit and spend that time getting to know Jesus, getting to know God. And I'm saying religious, and I just picked the Christian faith because I'm going to be honest, I'm here in the United States, and we typically find the Christian faith being the most toxic here in the United States. It may be different in other nations, but that's just the culture that I know. That's where I live. So when I said if you are religious, and I started with Christianity, but with any faith, if you practice Buddhist faith, and if you are a person that believes that everybody else is doing it wrong and they should be excluded and they're not going to be able to access the kingdom of God or heaven or be excluded in some way, just suspend all that for a little while and just get still and just work on your connection and your connection only, and ask God to reveal to you what the truth is. And you might be shown something different. So that's for the people that are extremely religious and steeped in dogma and just berate other people and bully them and badger them and make them feel like they're not worthy of the love of God or just not worthy of life itself. Some of them can go that far. I even see some people, you know, just do crazy things in the name of religion. We've all seen that. Like, some people kill other people in the name of religion. I mean, that is just stupidity. So I want to just challenge you to start thinking about your faith differently. And instead of it feeling like something that excludes, I want you to start thinking about something that includes. Think about God's creation in its totality and start to let those questions come up around what you have been taught to believe. And now I want to speak to those who have been victimized by the religious people. There is nothing wrong with you. You're not doing anything wrong. I've been on the receiving end of some of that kind of broken dogma. You are worthy of love of God. Just because you aren't doing the rosary, or just because you can't quote scripture and, you know, move through life with some little, I'm better than you because I know all the Bible verses and all of that. And most people that know all those Bible verses don't live out a lot of it. They just use it as a way to show off. That's just my personal opinion here, but I want you to know that you are worthy of love. You're not doing anything wrong. And so just like for the religious people, if you just stop and get quiet and say, God, I want to know you, whatever your faith is, whatever you call the supreme being, whatever you call the master or the channel that connects you to the supreme being, just open up your heart and mind from a genuine, pure place and just say, I want to know you, and I want to know what this whole thing is about. And if you sit quiet enough, the same thing is going to happen for you. You're going to start to get revelation about who you are and about what your connection to the divine is. And so don't let religious people turn you away from the spiritual path. I beg you to come back. If you have been victimized, if you have been kind of turned off, I talk about spirituality on this podcast, but the deity, the access to the supreme being, it's very beneficial to life. It's very beneficial to your understanding of what all of this is here that we're doing. You don't have to do it, but it's extremely beneficial. And as you include this particular piece, things are going to start to make more sense. That's the way I will describe that. You can think about the universe and you can think about higher consciousness and all of that, but there is a source of creation, and there are beings or souls or spirits that have been sent here to teach us. And if we model ourselves after what they taught, I mean, really what they taught, not what the church is teaching, what they actually taught about love, about forgiveness, about things like discipline, about things like your psychology, I mean, what you're speaking becoming reality, what you send out, you're going to get back. Some faiths refer to that as karma. The Christian faith calls that sowing and reaping. If you just focus on the teachings, you're going to find that your life is going to improve dramatically. Not what the church is doing and do your Hail Marys and all of that. Just focus on the teachings and focus on the teacher. If you do that, you're going to find that your life is going to improve dramatically. And now, I'm not here to judge. And as I said, you can do it without that. But that process is really going to make it easier. So I just wanted to come and talk about that. Let religion go. Religion can be toxic, and it is being used by people that have a personality of control as an excuse to be able to control people. And if you notice, the worst offenders, people who judge other people and who quote all the scriptures and beat everyone over the head because they aren't doing it right, if you notice, those personalities have a thread of control, and you'll see it in other areas. They typically try to control other people, or they judge other people a lot, or they condemn other people a lot, even not related to religion. And so we have let them kind of take spirituality and make it into something that it was never intended to be. So just ignore them. Just ignore them. Like I said, just get quiet, open up your heart and mind to receive and ask to be shown what this is all about. I did a podcast a couple of weeks ago about meditation and just being able to quiet your mind. The quieter you can become, the more revelation you're going to receive. And that can take a little practice. It can take a little time, but don't get frustrated and don't give up. And it may not. It may happen for you as soon as today, if you ask. Everybody's journey is different. Everybody's capacity to learn and to know is different. But I just want to encourage you to try. Figure out your connection to higher consciousness, to the supreme being, to your teacher, to your master, whoever that is for you, and allow that wisdom, that teaching, that knowledge to flood into your spirit and teach you about yourself and teach you about this glorious, magnificent creation that we all are a part of.